WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The Republican vice presidential nominee holds a rally in Radford. The Virginia Legislative Black Caucus throws its support behind Vice President Kamala Harris for president. And now that Harris has the support of enough delegates to get the Democratic nomination for president, how does she poll in Virginia? This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, July 23rd. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance held a rally in Radford yesterday, one day after President Joe Biden withdrew from the presidential race. Kelly Libby with VPM News attended the event.
Vance flew to Virginia for his second campaign stop of the day. Outside Radford University's Dedman Center, a crowd of supporters stood in line. Christiansburg Town Councilor Kim Bowman says she likes Vance because he supports Trump policies.
And I like that he is younger, and I feel like, you know, that he would be fully ready to step into position as president 4 years from now. So
inside, the Hillbilly Elegy author and first-term Republican senator from Ohio hit on familiar topics like the border and manufacturing.
President Trump has a different vision. Let's make more things in America. Let's make our own country self-reliant, and let's do it with American workers making good wages. Isn't that simple?
The Vance rally took place in Virginia about a week after he joined the ticket. It also follows a number of polls suggesting the Commonwealth will be competitive this year.
Kelly Libby reporting. After strongly supporting President Joe Biden's effort to stay in the 2024 election, the Virginia Legislative Black Caucus has thrown its support behind Vice President Kamala Harris. In a statement sent out on Monday, the VLBC said Biden put the country first when he made the decision to step aside. The statement praised Harris as a champion on issues including civil and reproductive rights. Here is VLBC Chair Senator Lamont Bagby.
Black women have a sense of ownership of this race like no other. And I think women overall will join in that.
But Virginia's Republicans have criticized the move. In a post on social media, House Republican leader Todd Gilbert said it didn't matter who Democrats pick for November. If they win, he said, they will, quote, continue to make life harder, less prosperous, and more dangerous for all Americans. Well, now that Kamala Harris has the support of enough delegates to get the Democratic nomination for president, how does she poll in Virginia? Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope is looking at the numbers.
Before Joe Biden dropped out of the race for president, several polls took a look at how Kamala Harris would do against Donald Trump in a head-to-head matchup in Virginia. J. Miles Coleman at the UVA Center for Politics says the polls present a mixed picture.
The New York Times released a poll of Virginia recently, and Biden was up 3. Harris was up by closer to 5 points, so a little better. But in some of the other Virginia polls recently, I know the Emerson one and the VCU one, she was about exactly the same as Biden.
Mark Rozelle is dean of the Schar School at George Mason University, and he says any Democrat running against Trump would probably fare as well as Biden, if not marginally better. And he says that could win the election.
Marginally better could be the difference in this election cycle. Since we're looking at a handful or more states that are competitive in the Electoral College, and some suggest Virginia may be in that column right now, a marginal difference in closely contested states could be the difference.
Senator Tim Kaine told reporters Monday morning that Virginia will be a battleground state in 2024. And he added, that's good for Virginia because it'll highlight issues and candidates that matter to voters here in the Commonwealth. I'm Michael Pope.
Virginia Senator Tim Kaine called Sunday's decision by Joe Biden to step aside from the presidential campaign a jolt. In a call with reporters on Monday, Kaine said he was fully endorsing Kamala Harris to be the party's nominee to run against Republican Donald Trump.
But he's yesterday's chaos, and Kamala Harris and her likely VP pick, I have no idea who that will be, but I know the kinds of folks that are being mentioned, they're about today and tomorrow. And in any race, I will always go with the ticket that's about today and tomorrow.
Kaine said he believes Harris will earn the nomination between now and the Democratic convention, which starts August 19th. Kaine said there's no chance of a Harris-Kaine presidential ticket now that President Biden has stepped out of the campaign. Kane has been through the vice presidential vetting process twice before and was Hillary Clinton's running mate in 2016. Kane said compatibility with the presidential nominee is the most important factor to consider.
You're picking someone to help you be a good president. And you're also picking somebody that, if God forbid something bad happens to you, you have confidence would do a good job.
Kane said he did not have any inside information about who's being considered now as a vice presidential candidate, but he expects the list to be short due to the compressed timeline between now and the Democratic Party convention in August. A swimming advisory has been extended in the North Anna branch of Lake Anna due to a harmful algae bloom. A swimming advisory has also been added to the Pamunkey branch of the lake. The algae can cause skin rashes and gastrointestinal illnesses. A bloom means that there are bacteria levels that are unsafe to be in. The swimming advisories are not associated with the recent outbreak of E. coli bacteria in the lake. For more information on water safety while advisories are in effect, visit swimhealthyva.com. And finally today, the Pine Grove Washington Rosenwald School in Cumberland County is among this year's African American Cultural Heritage Action Fund grant recipients. The school was established in 1917 by Booker T. Washington and philosopher Julius Rosenwald. It was also used as a community center for residents in the region before closing in 1964. The funding will help research efforts, including the recording of oral histories and documentation of the Pine Grove community's landscape. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Tuesday.